unless they pay him money. Protection money, he calls it.
Yes, this I knew already. But you did not agree.
I most certainly did not. I said if I heard any more of this nonsense, I would go directly to the police.
It is a great pity you did not do so. Tonight, the Red Circle held a meeting. I was forced to attend it. They resolved to make an example of you, sir, as a warning to future victims. It was agreed that you and your home should be blown up by dynamite.
Oh, Dio mio, you must go to the police at once.
Wait, wait. There is more to tell. We drew lots as to who should carry out the deed. And I saw Giorgiano smile at me as I dipped my hand into the bag. Somehow, he had fixed it. When I drew out my slip of paper, I saw... Well, here it is.
The Red Circle.
It was a clever plan. If I obeyed, you, my benefactor, would be a dead man. And I would be wanted for murder and hounded by the police. If I refused, the Brotherhood would kill me at once. To save my life, I had to pretend to go along with it.
Dear God, what are we to do?
There is only one way. Tomorrow, you must go to the police and tell them all you know. It is all the evidence they need to arrest Giorgiano.
But what about you?
By this time tomorrow, Emilia and I will be on our way to London and safety.
But the plan misfired, and Giorgiano slipped through our fingers. He managed to escape and followed you to England, intent on revenge.
The rest of the story we already know. Signor Luca made arrangements for his wife to live here, secretly and safely, but he could only communicate with her through the newspaper until tonight.
And now I ask you, gentlemen, do we have anything to fear from the law? Would any law on earth condemn my husband for what he has done?
That is up to the law to decide, madam, not me. But I'm sure Mr. Holmes will use his influence on your husband's behalf. It wouldn't be the first time.
I don't know what your British judges will have to say, but in New York, I guess Gennaro Luca will have a pretty general vote of thanks.
I think we may indeed take an optimistic viewpoint. We all saw that Giorgiano was armed with a dagger. It's clear enough that your husband killed him in self-defense. I don't think you've much to fear, madam.
Oh, thank you, Signor.
What I still don't understand, Mr. Holmes, is how on earth you got yourself mixed up in all this.
Education, Gregson, education. Still seeking knowledge at the old university. Well, Watson, we must be on our way. We have another appointment this evening. I fear we're already late.
Another appointment? Do we?
Certainly. Do you think you can waylay a hansom, my dear fellow?
This other appointment you referred to. I don't recollect anything about it.
Oh, I'm sorry, didn't I tell you? Yes, we have another call upon our time, I fear. At an address, somewhere in Covent Garden.
Really? What's it all about?
A serious murder, Watson. A crime of jealous passion and revenge. An Italian stabbed to death.
Enough.
I have the necessary documents here in my pocket. I should care to take charge of them.
Theatre tickets?
The Opera House, my dear chap. Rigoletto. With a bit of luck, we should be in time for the second act.
In The Red Circle, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams, with Joan Sims as Mrs. Warren and Ronald Herdman as Inspector Gregson. Mr. Warren was played by James Taylor, Emilia Luca by Una Beeson, Gennaro Luca by Lyndon Gregory, James Leverton by Dominic Letts, and Cyrus Castle by Philip Anthony. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Red Circle was dramatized for radio by Peter Ling and directed by Enid Williams.